because you know me, you know that I'm very nervous right now. Maybe I need 15 minutes or 25 minutes to be ready. But we have only like 20 minutes to preach in this morning. Some of you tell me like a couple minutes ago that preach first, and I tried to do it. But believe me, for me this is a great opportunity. It's not only for preach the words of God, it's the opportunity to be together in this special day, and that we can praise the Lord and we can learn something new, probably in this morning. Definitely, this is a great opportunity for me. I wanted everybody looking in John chapter 8, verse 31, 31st to 36.
To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold some to my teachings, you are really my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be freed indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendant." Oh, I just kept reading. I'm sorry.
Okay, just pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to be here together, you people. Now we are ready, and we need that you talk to us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Okay. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, you can leave. I think so. Okay, today is a special day for this nation. It's the Independence Day. Everybody around celebrate the freedoms. Everybody around maybe today making a picnic, a bit food, barbecue, join the family together, coming around the other place and making some party. And maybe in some moment of today, maybe at night, the fireworks, everything. Today is a day to celebrate. And most of the people celebrate freedom. And at the same time, celebrate independence. But what means freedom for you? What may be independent for you? Today, I don't pretend to talk about the history of this nation because you know better than me. But I try to change a little something. Today is the Independence Day. But we're talking about dependence. That is different. I understand what happens many years ago when this nation tried to be independent. They followed some goals and they prepared the nation for the future. And because something happened many years ago is the reason that we're here today. By the way, I tried to talk about freedom, the real freedom or the true freedoms. And what means dependent for us? Now my question is, what means freedom for you? Maybe everybody, well, freedom for me is when I can do whatever I want. Maybe. Or freedom for me is don't be a slave. It's the end of the slavery. It's okay. It's the main means that this world, but for us, as a church, as a Christian, what means freedoms? And how is the way that we can be freedoms today? Because sometimes the people around us, when we talk about freedom, say, "Oh, that, yeah, I'm coming for this country because I want to be freedom. In my country, we have some kind of slavery. We can move whatever I want. We can do whatever I want. We can eat whatever I want. And many things. In many countries, the people they can believe whatever they want. But what means freedom for us? And what is the way to be freedom, the true freedom in our life? Because today is not only about food, it's not only about celebration, it's not only about, oh, this is a great nation. A couple of minutes ago, I talked to both some of you about this, and it's funny. It's funny because today, many people talk about freedom, but they don't know what means freedom. Most of the people thinking that freedom is, okay, if I want to do something, it's fine. Whatever. Sometimes for our child, say, oh, I want to be free. When I have 18 years, when I'm adult, I go outside my house, I'm making my own decision because I'm free. Really? Sometimes when you're thinking in free, really you're walking to the slavery. Because today, probably, we see that the generation that is more slavery than any others the whole time. When you need to do something, you are slavery than that thing. When you need to do something to the old people seeing you that you are free, really you are a slave. Most of the time we are slavery for the opinion of the other people. Our youth, every time that they're taking some decision, they're thinking about other people. How I look, how they're thinking about me. Is I a pretty lady or also man? Most of the people are thinking that whatever I post in the social media show the other that I'm free. But it's not a real freedom. This is some kind of slavery that we see anywhere today. Also in the church. It's unique coming here in this morning to show everybody that you believe in God, because you need to stay here, because you need to do something to show the other people that you are a real Christian. Maybe you are a slave of that. Pastor, but this is not the right thing. Yeah, but depend. Is you coming here to only one reason? To only one reason. Be close to Jesus. Is you coming here because we are the people of God and we praise together and together we ground and together we learn about Jesus, about Lord, about love, about everything. It's good. But the only reason is to show in the external way what the people thinking about you, you have a problem. That is the problem that we have in John chapter 8. Because that people say, oh, you know, Abraham is my parents. And I'm free. I have the promise. I have the Messiah. I know that we're going to heaven because Abraham is my parents. Really? Jesus said, no. Because the only way to be free is Jesus set you free. And the only way to be free is that you know the truth. The truth of your life, that who you are, and who is Jesus. And what Jesus made in the cross for us. And that's the kind of conversation that you should have with these guys in there. Because sometimes the people go around thinking, you know, I go to the church every single Sunday in the morning. I give part of my financial. I support the church. I support the pastor. I support the leadership in that church. I know that I'm going to the heaven. How more you know about Jesus? How more you know about the Bible? Is the Bible in your heart? Is the Bible in your mind? Every time that you're taking some decision, it's because you want. Praise the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12, the Bible says, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. You can do whatever you want. When I told to my son or my daughter, I say, yeah, you can take a decision, any decision that you want, take it. Whatever you want to do, do it. But not everything is good for you. You can take whatever you can do whatever you want to do. It's fine. If you want to stay 3 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 10 hours a day in the social media, it's fine. You can do it. If you want looking for some girl or boyfriend outside, you can do it. If you can take some job that maybe is not legal, you can do it. But it's not helpful for you. Any decision or every decision that you take it, you need making some question. Does this make me a better Christian? Does this make me grow spiritually? It's not. You know the answer. It's the same when you try to spend your money. You go to the Best Buy and you see that big TV. Oh, man. I want it. Believe me. I want it. Oh, sorry. I want it. 65-inch or 70-inch surround. Wow. So good. Are you needed or you want it? That is the big difference when you try to spend your money in the best way for you and for your family. I don't want to talk about financial. It's not my point in this morning. But it's only to put it some example. Now, every decision that you're taking, you invest in your life. You invest in your relation with God. Now you need to take a decision. This is something that I wanted, or this is something that I needed. Because if you don't need it, don't do it. That this is something that don't move you more close to Jesus, the answer is no. I talked it Sunday, a couple of years ago, in my house. I said, you know, sometimes with the ladies or the boys looking for the relationships, maybe sometimes only looking outside the people. Because it's hard. It's not any way to you can look inside the people, in her mind. And maybe outside say, oh, she looks so pretty. She looks, wow, strong man. And I want it. In the best way. Sorry, I know sometimes in English that word is not the right way. But the decision is, if you're taking some decision that moves you more close to Jesus, making you like a godly man or a godly woman, because it's not. You know the answer. Because the real freedom is when you can do something and you decide don't do it. It's the point to Paul teach that church in Corinthians. Say, you know, if you can do it something, if you can do it something, but you decided don't do it, this is the real freedom. But when you can stop to doing something, you are a slave. And sometimes we are saying our friends, our job, our family. It's funny because sometimes, I'm sorry because I put a lot of examples about my family. I don't want to talk about any others because I don't know, maybe it's you don't feel good. But let me put some example. I don't talk only about the youth. Today, I want to talk about everybody. Sometimes your friend calls you, hey, do you want to come with me to some place? And you say, he's my friend for 20 years. He's working with me for around 15 years. He's my co-worker. And he invited me to go into some place. I don't want to say no, because maybe I'm making that he feel bad. And you say yes. But the result at the end is not good for you. Yeah, but I don't know what is the way to say no. Okay? No. I don't know. Sometimes for me, it's more easy to say no than say yes. But it's for me. Because if you are freedom, if you are really free, it's the only way that you know that you are free is when you can't do something and you decided don't do it. Whatever it is. When you feel that you are in control and you say, you know, this is not making me a better person, and I decided don't do it. First of Peter say, chapter 2, verse 16 and 17, live as a people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover for evil. Sometimes, you know, I can do it. Yeah, you should set me free. I can do whatever I want. Okay, but be careful. Be careful. Because sometimes the freedom is the what you use to cover for evil. To do something that is not good. Because Jesus set me free, I can do whatever I want. I can do the club, I drink, smoke, have relationships to anybody, go to any place, enjoy every single day. I'm free. But it's not a real free. It's not a true freedom. It's a slavery. Because before Jesus, everybody over here, we are slaves of the sin. But Jesus died in the cross for us to make it or set us free. Free. Free the sin and free to going right to the Lord and praise the Lord. Serve the Lord every day. If you can do something like that, believe me, you are not real free. You can wake up every morning and say, you know, I know that this world is going bad. Everything around me is not good. The circumstance in my life is not good. But I need going to some place and show the other people that I am a real believer. Because Jesus is the light. That means that wherever you're going, you need to show the light of Jesus in your life. Whatever you thought, whatever you decided, whatever you stay in relation with some person, if you don't show Jesus in you, you're not free. Because we are free to serve the Lord and live the life that Jesus gives us. That's the reason that Jesus died on the cross. If you talk to some people around us, and maybe you talk about the history of this nation, and you say, you know, I feel that it's good that maybe we can move forward in some relation with the China, to put it on example. Why not China take control of this nation? Maybe it's good. She has a great economy. They have items for anywhere. Pulpit coming for China. I don't know. Probably. Because everything coming for China. Why not give China the control for this nation? If I talk to somebody in that way, say, are you crazy? What happened for you? We are a nation. Freedom. Independence. We don't need anybody to take control about us. That is right. But at the same time, we need that somebody take control about us. Jesus. We are a nation. A lot of people die to making that this nation we free, independence. And we need to take a respect about that. But at the same time, as a people of God, we need to take consideration that Jesus died in the cross for us. And when you look at that and see the cross, you say, you know, I need to be free. I need to praise the Lord. I need to serve the Lord. I need to share the gospel because Jesus set me free. I'm free for that. Not for the bad thing. Only for the good thing. But at the same time, when we talk about the true freedoms, we need to talk about the humble dependence. And when I try to join these two words, I don't know if I'm making in the right way, because all the time I'm thinking in Spanish. And I know this is a good combination. I don't know if it sounds good or no, but I put it together because when you consider, you pay attention that God takes care about us all the time, no matter what. The only way that you can submit that God has the control is when you are humble. So, you know, my life is yours. My family is yours. The church is yours. My ministry is yours. Everything that I have is yours. If you give it to me, I give it to you back. Because you are in control. Let me put only one example in Psalms chapter 23, verse 1 and 2. I don't know if I pronounce good or not. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He made me lie down in green, I don't know what, pastures. He led me beside quiet waters. He refreshed my soul. And he guided me along the right path for his name. Amen. You know, David, when he wrote this part of the Bible, he experienced that the God has in control. And he provided to everything. I know that sometimes it's hard to ask him, or it's difficult to ask him for help. You know that the most of people that don't ask him for help is called so proud of himself. Most of the people don't ask him for help because they don't want to show to others that they're weak or they are in some and needed something, that they don't have something or. But most of the time, it's because the people feel that they are so important. She has a big concept about herself that they don't ask him for help. I don't know if you have experience as somebody. Most of the time, I ask him for help. For example, this week, my AC is broken. Most of the time that we have some problem with AC or electricity, I call Norbert, because It's the best. That, you know, I call him. But this time, because he's in the vacation, I don't want to be put him in trouble because he's far away. And say, maybe say, oh, call my friend, or I give you some number and I call somebody that going and take care about you. But I call other pastor that he knows something about. Is he coming and fix it? I spend some money. I have heart in my heart too because of the money. But I ask him for help. If you need something, ask. But most of the people, sometimes it's easy asking to others, friends, or some member of the family, asking for help. But most of the people don't ask him, Lord, for help. And the problem of this nation, the problem of our family, the problem of any other church, also that church, all the problem that we have is that we don't ask for help. I need that this is, God is our provider. The only that you need is asking. Call the Lord all the time. And he answers. All the time. Because you need to be humble. Say, you know, Lord, I know that I can. I am not in control. I have some situation in my family. I have some situation with my child. I have some situation in my job. And I needed that you come and help me. That is the way that you pray every single day. Because it's not the way. You don't know what means dependence. Because for Christian, the independence is something that is not good. As a Christian, we are dependents. We are dependents on God. Because God is our provider. But most of the parents over here, the only time in the year that we talk about dependence, when the tax coming. Yeah, when the taxes. Oh, how many dependents you have? I have 3. And you, I have 4. But in your mind, you don't thinking about 3 or 4. You're thinking about 8,000, 9,000. You know? It's the only time in the year that you're thinking about it. But we need to find rest in the grace of God. Because his grace always cover us. He renewed his mercy every single day. That means that no matter what you do it, no matter what you far of God you are, when you turn back, his mercy is new for you. Every single day. And his grace covered. Full. It's like full cover. You know? When you have, I have full cover in my car. The insurance. Whatever happened with my car, it's covered. It's not real true, but it's covered. But when we talk about the Lord, his grace is a full cover. In many ways, any day, any time, we are full covered with the grace of God. And we need learners, joins that. You need joys, enjoys the grace of God every single day. I want to conclude this morning. I know that you don't want it, but I want it. I want to result a couple of points. Jesus is the light. Jesus is not a lie. Jesus is the lie. It's not other lie. It's the lie. We need move in light. That means that we need move with Jesus. Every day. Put the light in the Jesus in your life and move forward. And everybody see that Jesus is with you. True freedom is when you submit your will to the will of God. The last night before Jesus died on the cross, she going to the far away, and she prayed. I'm confused all the time that he and she. Sorry for that. He prayed and said something like that. You know, I don't want to move forward with this. This is hard. Passes me that cup. I'm finished. No, he continued in the praying and say, but don't make it my will. Make your will. That is the real freedom. The true freedom is when you submit your will to the will of God. True rest is only possible when you trust that God cares and provided for us. The only way that you can find peace and rest in your life, and when you submit or when you trust that God cares about us. You know why the people taking 2 or 3 jobs sometimes, the Christian people? Oh, because they have a lot of debit. Sometimes it's true. But sometimes it's because they don't trust that God provides for us. You know why a lot of churches close in 2020? You know what is the reason that a lot of pastors, I don't know what is the way to say it, que abandonaron el ministerio, dejaron el ministerio? Because they don't trust that God provided. No matter what happened. A lot of people thinking that the 2020 was the bad years the whole time. I don't think so. Probably is the best years. You know why? Because learn us to trust in God and give him the control of our life. I don't know if you learned something like that. It's not, it's time for you. It's time for you. It's time for you to trust that God cares about us. The reason we are his child. And Jesus died for us. Amen? Okay, I want to invite Pastor Andrew to come over here, please. I don't know what is the way that you finish every single day. But most of the time when I finish in there, I pray for myself. I'm done. But now I want that you pray for us. You pray for this church. And you pray for the rest of this day. And you pray that we can live the true freedom and we be humble dependents. Amen.
Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for Pastor Roberto, who's faithful to the word and give us truth. Thank you that we can find freedom in you and that you saw us in chains and bondage to our sin and that you came for us. We thank you, Father, that you made the first move, and we pray that always be the forefront of our minds. We pray that the sweetness of the cross, the sweetness of Jesus and his love would guide every decision that we make. Help us to recognize that with freedom we can make any decision, yet the decision that we need is the one that draws us closer to you. And so, Father, give us wisdom. You promised in James that if we ask for wisdom, that you'll give it. And God, we pray for wisdom as we need to seek you, and we find that wisdom is always found in dependence on you every step of the way because we need you more than we can ever imagine. Convince us of that and focus us on you. Amen.